రూపస్థ అజానత విద్యా చక్రే సాత్విక సంత. వి ఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ దిస్ వర్స్ యెస్టర్డే అనర్థ. దిస్ అనర్థ మీన్స్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ సివిలైజేషన్. దెర్ ఇస్ నో నీడ్. And still we have accepted. That is called anartha. Meaningless. So, there are hundreds and thousands of anarthas. As it is stated, that Sutubhyadi Nirajendra Nirana Santi Sahasra. Sahasra means thousands and thousands. Because we have created anartha, unnecessary necessities of life. Therefore, we have to know, we have to learn, we have to teach so many unwanted. Just like there is a problem now, especially in the Western countries, unwanted population. They do not want, but it is increasing. Similarly, unwanted necessity. This is called anartha. Simple thing, just like we require some food that is essential. We cannot live without getting food. That is not possible. So, Krishna is giving very simple formula that anna bhavanti bhutani. If there is sufficient quantity of anna or eatables, then people become very nice, well satisfied, either animal or man. If you can eat sufficiently, be satisfied. Sannad bhavanti bhutan. Bhavanti means flourish. He becomes healthy, he becomes strong, and he can think nicely, he can walk nicely. So anna is required. But simple method is given how anna is produced. That is also given. Anna bhavanti bhutani padjanyat anna sambhava. If there is sufficient rain, then you can easily produce food there. Just like this year, the rain is sufficient. Everywhere we go, it is green. Green means sufficient food for the animals. And if the field is very soft, you can feed it and you can get easily very nicely food stuff. Therefore, for janna, water, rain is equal. For janna, anna sambhava. And yajna bhavati parjanna. And by performing yajna, there will be cloud and rain. That is, yajna is required. In these days, Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to perform the Vedic ritualistic yajna. It requires tons of ghee and food grains, but people have nothing to eat in. But Shastra has made it very easy. Jagai Sankirtanai Pravi Jajanti Sumerasa. If you perform the Sankirtan Jagga, then it is as good as any other Jagga. Jagga means to satisfy the Jagga Purusha, Vishnu. Lord Vishnu. So, in the Kali Yuga, simply by performing jagga, you can satisfy the Supreme Lord. Jagdain Sankirtanain Pai, Jajanti His Males. We have seen in many places, by performing jagga, the Sankirtan jagga, it was very dry, rain has fallen. This is practical. So, things are very easy. But, instead of producing food grains, we are producing good attayas. So how we can eat? Now when there is scarcity of food stuff, you cannot eat the good attayas. But people's attention has been diverted in the industrial activity. They are giving allurement. Come here, I shall give you 20 rupees per day to give up your agricultural activity, to come in the factory, produce that, you, iron, stool, and so on, so on. So we are violating the orders of Krishna. Krishna says that produce food grains. But we are producing unnecessary things. And therefore you are suffering. Krishna is giving very good advice. Anna bhavanti bhutani. To produce sufficient food there. All over, not only here. Another honor song is this nationalism. Nationalism. This is America. This is India. This is Africa. This is Australia. What? Isavasamidam sattvam. Simple thing, everything belongs to God. Isava. There is no scarcity. I have studied very thoroughly that there are sufficient land still without any cultivation. In Africa I have seen sufficient land, but they are utilizing it for producing coffee and tea. No food grains. So, these are the unorthodox. Unorthodox. Unless people will not die without coffee and tea, but they have made the whole world self-dependent on coffee and tea, mercantile policy. There is unorthodox. So, unorthodox, if you want happy life, peaceful life, progressive life, then you have to curtail this anarthanirishya. Without curtailing this anarthas, unwanted things, you cannot become happy. So that is recommended here. The anarthanirishya shakshat bhaktim abhukhari. As soon as you become a devotee, all anarthas becomes immediately vanished. Just like here, these Europeans and Americans, they are accustomed to anarthas from the very beginning of their life. And the latest anartha was an intoxication, LSD. But by bhakti yoga, because they have taken to bhakti yoga, very easily they have given all these habits. Even government is surprised. In Europe, and especially in America, their government is spending millions of dollars to stop these LSD habits. They cannot do so. They praise our movement in this connection. And as soon as one comes to this movement, he immediately leaves. Immediately. Without any hesitation. I make this first condition that you have to give up all kinds of intoxication. Not only LSD, but even drinking tea, coffee, smoking, everything you have to. Chain pan, everything. And they agree. We do not make any compromise. That you can do any nonsense and still in become initiated, give me some money. No, you don't beg Satman. You must, first of all, agree to give up all these sinful activities, then I can accept you, I can initiate you. This is our process. So, compulsory, the government is trying to make compulsory, but that cannot, you cannot make a person honest simply by laziness. He must be vimarsa, prayaschitta vimarsa. One must be fully conscious that what I am doing, it is wrong. Then, anathani bhitti. That's right. A person who is a thief, he knows that I am stealing, and if I am arrested, I will be punished. He knows that. And he has seen that one thief is arrested. So, we get two kinds of experiences. One kind of experience by hearing. If you do this, then the result will be this. That is hearing. And one kind of experience by directly seeing. So the thief has both. He has seen that is the thief has been punished, and he knows by hearing from the law books or from religious books that stealing is not. But still he commits repeatedly, again and again still. Why? Because he has no knowledge. Therefore, knowledge is essential. That knowledge can be revived. This is Krishna Kirtana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended. Teta Dattvana Marjanam Bhava Mahabhav Dabhavi Nibhavanam Sriya Kailava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyaludhi Jeevanam Anandam Budhivadhanam. You want Ananda. Ānandamaya vyāsā. Everyone is sitting after ānanda. So, pūrnāna parangvijayati śrī kīśna saṅkīta. This is Chaitanya Mahāprabhu's recommendation. So, bhakti yoga means chant. Savanam kīrtanam Vishnu. This is the beginning. Hear about Vishnu. Chant about Vishnu. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. No, not any other. Shastra says Vishnu. But there are many rascals. They say you can chant any name. Why? Why the Shastra says Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu? Chanting and hearing about Vishnu, not for any other cause. That is not recommended. But they may, because they are impersonal, they have no God. God means imagination. But God is not imagination. God, here is Krishna. He is not imagination. He says, Aham Adi Devana. I am the origin of everyone. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarvam Pravartate Iti Matta Bhajante Ma Budha Bhava Samantika. So because you do not know what is God? So, our life is void. But here, Krishna is personally coming. Jada-jada-hi dharmasya-glani-bhavati-bha. What is that glani? Dharmasya-glani. That you are very dharmic, so-called dharmic. But you have no understanding what is God. That is nonsense. That is not God. Dharmanta-sāsād-bhagavat-pranītam. Dharma means the order of God. But if you do not know God, if you manufacture your God, God has no head, no mouth, no nose, nothing. Maybe ultimately zero. Ultimately zero. So, there are two kinds of dangerous persons. One person is atheist, agnostic. And another person is mayavadi, impersonal. Nirvishesha sunnavadi. Therefore, these two things are mentioned. Mayavadi, when God has no head, no leg, sunnabal, there is no God. So the person who says there is no God is gentleman, because he does not believe. But the person who takes the shelter of Vedas and professes that I am Vaidik, I am Vedantic, and refuses the form of God, he is more dangerous. It is the statement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vedna maniya bodhya hoyo nasti. Vedashraya nastikya bad bodhya ke odhik. The nasti, the buddhi, they are called nastik, according to our scripture. Because Lord Buddha denied the existence, the authority of the Vedas. Nindasi yagya vidhi rahaha suti jatam sadaya ridaya dar sitapa sukhatam kesava dhita buddha sarira jaya jagadita kesava dhita buddha sarira kesava krishna has come taking the form of Lord Buddha. He, Vishnu, who is worshipping Lord Buddha as the incarnation of Kesava, Krishna, but he don't accept his philosophy. So there is a great history. We have mentioned many times. So these buddhis, they say that we do not recognize the Vedas. So the Vedna Maniya Bodha Hainana, therefore we call them agnostic. They do not. Because why? We do not accept them authority. Because if you do not accept the authority of the Vedas, then you become godless immediately. Because Krishna said, Vedaishka sarvai ahamayo vedam. If you do not understand Vedic knowledge, if you do not understand Vedanta, if you do not understand Upanishad, without understanding this Vedic knowledge, understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is vain. It is no fear. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami has said, Shruti Smriti Purana Pancharatri ki vidhin jina Vaikanti ki hared bhakti utpataya kalpate. If one is not in awareness of the conclusion of Vedas, conclusion of the Smriti, conclusion of the Purana, and Pancharatri ki vidhin, Narada and the Pancharatri, a Hari Bhakti, without reference to this Vedic literature, Srila Rupa Goswami has said, utpa, simply disturbance. Simply disturbance. Manufactured. They will manufacture some way. There are so many unorthodox. If we come to detail, it will take long, long time. Anyway, if we want to, abolish all kinds of unorthodox, unwanted things, then you must take to bhakti yoga. Then everything will be clear. Everything will be clear, very clear. Sinnatang sakata. This sinnatang sakata is like you are so kind enough to come here to hear about Krishna, Krishna consciousness. By this process, this is being recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sthanesthita sutigatana sanumana manogi. You remain in your place. You don't require to become a sannyasi, mendicant, or brahmachari, or change your place. No. When Ramananda Rai quoted this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was discussing about the aim of life and the process of reaching the aim of life. He mentioned so many things, karma, jnana, yoga, etc., so many things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, iha bhajya adekahava. Yes, this statement is not very important. if you know, still farther more, you can say. So in this way, step by step, when Ramanandara came to this conclusion that Jnana Priyatam Udapasa Namantaiva Sanmakritana Bhavadiva Sam Sane Sita Sutivatam Sanuvana Manobi Sprayasa Aditobi Jitapasi Taristila Pyam. This is the statement that remain in your place, but hear from the authorities about Krishna, then everything will be clear. Sinnatam Satata Krishna Punnasabhanatitam. Even if you do not understand a word, but if you hear from the realization about Krishna, then Riddham Kasta Vadrani Vidhunati Suhit Satam. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesi Vadhunatishtas. If you become sincere to hear about Krishna, then Krishna will help us. Tesam Satadhu Yuktanam Bhajatam Iti Bhutam Dadami Buddhi Jyotam Iti Bhutam. This is the problem. Tesam Evalukam Patham Ahamakyana Janatama Nasayami. These things are there. Therefore, if we want to abolish all unwanted things of life, simply we come to the spiritual platform, because that is our aim. Athaka Brahma Jigyasa. This human life is meant for spiritual understanding, not for any other purpose. Tasyaiva hita prajati tapo vita. That's the command. Only for spiritual understanding engage your activities. And what will be other things about my family life, worldly life? That is said that kallabhati dukha vadanna tatsutam. Just like you don't aspire, don't wish for distress condition, it comes upon you. Similarly, whatever happy condition in your life is expected, that is also done. You don't require. There are many places. So our endeavor, the human energy, should be fully engaged in understanding Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Nothing. Other things you should minimize. Javadatta prayajan. Just to maintain the body and soul together. We should live very nicely. You should not become weak by health. Otherwise you cannot execute. But don't eat more. Don't eat unnecessary. Uttyahara prayasastha prajalpaniya matra. Uttyahara. To eat more, or to collect more than is required, that is forbidden by Rupa Goswami. Atyahara prayasastha prajalva niyamatra lolam janasankatsa sarabhi bhakti pranasati. So anartha nivitti, that is required, because we are surrounded by so many anartha, unwanted things. They are all impediments, stumbling blocks on our progressive journey to Krishna realization. Here it is said, anartha nivittisya bhakti yogam madhukhaje lopastha ajanata. People do not know it. Therefore, Vidyan, Virubhyas, he has compiled this Srimadha Bhagavatam, Shastrata Samhita. It is very personal. Directly to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead and become free from all contamination of the material nature, because we are now under the contamination of material nature. Pratitekriya manani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimula kata ham miti mannati. We are thinking, we are very independent. We can do any nonsense, whatever we like. We care for, that is not good. Because we are not independent. they are completely under the grip of material nature. They are simply as a crazy man who declare independence. That is not a very good idea. We must know what are the anarthas and how we can get out of it. Thank you very much.